Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Forsaken Horizon podcast. Happy to be back here again on another Wednesday night. Really appreciate everyone who get to listen to this. Hopefully, it's going to be a blessing. The other episodes were a blessing. Thankful to have Brother Rod here and Brother Micah here tonight with us. And so let's open up in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for each and every opportunity, God, we get to come before you, Lord God. Lord, to share our experiences, Lord God, to tell of your goodness and your grace and your mercy, Lord God. Lord, more importantly, to let people know that they're not forsaken and they're not alone in this journey called life, Father. God, we ask that our words be led and guided by your word and Holy Spirit tonight, Lord. Lord, that it be a source of comfort to those, Lord God, who needs to be comforted, Lord, that they may know, Lord God, that you, God, are with them, Lord God, no matter what valley they're in, Lord God, no matter what situation, circumstance they may have going on in their lives, Father, but you, Lord God, are with them tonight. So we thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thankful for Brother Rod and Brother Micah to be here tonight. And so, you know, we talked about boundaries last time, and so Brother Micah's here, so we probably won't get into that too deep. Just happy to be here. And so, Brother Micah, tell me what you know about a podcast, son. You've been on one, I think, but we really hadn't really posted it. So what are you thinking about this podcast, son?
No, it's nice. I've been on a podcast in school. I did one for a project. I actually won first place in regionals.
Well, you should be a pro then. You won first place. You should be a pro. You're saying you was nervous. I'm like, well, what are you nervous about? You won first place, man. Come on now. Use these skills. That help us out, help me and Brother Rod out, you know, so help everybody out. So we're so thankful for everybody who's participated in this. You know, I can just call names, Katie, Matt, you know, Brother Dreyer, Brother David, you know, Brother Nick, everybody, you know, who's prayed and supported the podcast, who's giving advice and who's giving guidance. So I'm so thankful for everybody who's a part of this podcast. So I thank God I have those people in my life, Brother Rodney, that they're part of my boundaries and that, you know, they help me feel like I'm not forsaken, you know, and that I'm not alone, you know. It just means a lot to have people who has your back, as you say, and you know, who knows, you know, hey, listen, you know, life is difficult. Life is tough, and they'll be there to support you in a pinch. So I'm so thankful for everybody, you know, to be there. So, Rod, what you think about it tonight, Rod? What you think about our conversation of the last week, Rod?
Terrific. Couldn't be better.
You enjoyed it, didn't you, Rod? You did. You did. I know you was excited to be a part of that. And, you know, one thing that I don't know, you know, I really want to talk about tonight in boundaries is just really – unhealthy relationships, you know, those relationships that when we look around, they don't profit us, you know, spiritually or emotionally or physically, you know, they take away from us, you know. I think I mentioned the term Sunday emotional vampires. a vampire does what? They suck the life out of you, suck your blood, suck the life out of you. You know, you have those people in your life, you know, they're always taking and taking and taking and never giving things in return. And so, you know, that's is that really a friendship? Is that really a relationship? You know,
no, but that's the way it is. Oh, goodness.
But like, I guess the thing is that we have to define our own boundaries and know that these people are doing these things to us. And that's not that we don't want to be helpful to people and you know, and try to support people and encourage people. But, you know, we only have so much to give, you know what I'm saying?
And they take advantage. Say, keep it going.
And so if they take everything, then you don't have anything to take care of yourself and take care of others. So, you know, I think that, you know, I'm looking at the sheep, you know, we have to be honest. When people are not treating us right, they're not treating us right, you know. You know, and I always kind of look at myself and I think the standard to myself is try not to hurt other people and try to do better for other people. Now, Michael might not agree with that because I'm daddy and sometimes he may feel like I'm being unfair. What do you think, Mike?
You know, it's iffy sometimes.
It's iffy sometimes. I told Brother Rotten tonight I was going to whoop him. He's like, I'm in trouble. I was like, come on, get your whooping. But what did I also tell you? I said, Brother Rodney, the Bible says who God loves, he chastises. Yeah. And so, like, if we're, you know, and I think about that, you know, if God is chastising me, it's because he wants to correct the behavior in my life. He wants me to do what?
Make you be better.
Yeah, he wants me to be better. You know, so if he's not encouraging bad behavior, You know, that's going to be ultimately better for me. And we should want those type of people around us who encourage us to do better, right? You know what I'm saying? Not people who take from us and people who encourage us to go off the cliff, you know what I'm saying? Because they want to sweep up all your, you know, your valuables when you're gone, you know? So you don't want people who are just taking from you. You want people who are actually there to, you know, I'm not saying people who are there trying to destroy you and tear you down. You know, that's not exactly what I'm saying. You know, but people who will be honest and speak truth to you and try to help you, because sometimes we may tell people, you don't really need to be around that person. You know, I think I've had that conversation with Micah, you know, several times. What do you think, Micah?
Couple times, yep.
Just a couple times, you know, in your, 12 years of living?
Yeah.
How'd you take that when I told you, Micah, not to be around those people? As a preteen, how does that come when your dad tells you that?
I guess it comes naturally. Well, no. Yeah, I take it, but I try to apply it to myself and make sure I remind myself not to be around those people, because sometimes you just get in the moment and you forget. Mm. But you have to remind yourself not to be around those people because they are not beneficial to you.
Yeah, yeah. And I like how you said in the moment sometimes, and sometimes we forget about things because, you know, if we're out in public or we're in a situation where you play sports, Mike, and I know you're around different, you know, peers and different friends and stuff, and, you know, you kind of get caught up when they're doing things. And it's hard sometimes to think about that in the moment, you know, because you want to be able to be accepted in that social group or society. Now, stop me if I'm wrong. You know, y'all gonna like, you, Mike, you know, you're my son. Be like, Daddy, that ain't what I'm saying. So, you know, I'm open to that. But, I mean, I can identify with that. You know, being around the wrong people, you know, sometimes, you know, it can definitely discourage you and put you in bad places. So that, thank you for that insight, Mike. I do want to read a scripture, and I'll give a shout out to Miss Katie or Katie B. You know, she told me the scripture the other day, and I had to go back and read it. It's in First Psalm. I'm like, man, that's on point, you know, because even me as a pastor, sometimes we get discouraged, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, you got to get wise advice from people to lead you and guide you. So in Psalms verse 1, chapter 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. And I think about that. So, like, it says you're blessed when you don't walk around people who give bad advice or ungodly advice. You know what I'm saying? And so what's the world like? Do we think the world
ungodly.
Is full of people who give, what'd you say, Michael?
Ungodly.
Ungodly. Okay, so the world is not godly because the world does not follow God's word and God's spirit. Do you think people are giving more godly advice or ungodly advice? That's just a question. Well, why you say that, Brother Rod?
I don't know.
What do you think, Micah?
It's a lot. It's a lot of mix.
It's a mix, okay.
Yeah.
Just in your situation, Micah, being going to eighth grade, do you get a lot of godly advice from eighth graders and seventh graders, but people around you?
There surely are some godly seventh graders, eighth graders, but there's definitely some ungodly ones who are not very well that I don't need to be around. But
and I won't say that they're ungodly. I don't want to define people as that because they're still teenagers, they're still young, and they're still growing and trying to figure out who they are, you know, as we all are. You know, when I say ungodly advice, and I probably misspoke, you know, that, you know, some people are going to give very wise counsel and very wise advice, whereas some people are going to give you bad advice because they're not, you know, the first thing is not, you know, you wear those little armbands that say, what would Jesus do? Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
And some people don't go to, like, what would Jesus Christ do in this moment, or what would he think of me, you know, in this moment, the things I'm doing or the things I'm saying or the way how I live my life. And so, you know, that's a standard. That's something I have to apply every single day because we're all human. We all, you know, tend to err. We all tend to try to do things that are not according to God's word. You know, Paul talks about, you know, things he should do, he don't.
Yeah.
And the things he shouldn't do, he what? He do. And so, you know, and so sometimes we have to be recognized that sometimes, you know, we put boundaries around people. And the boundaries are not really because they're bad people. Maybe that they just, you know, they got things going in their life that negatively impact us. I don't know. Does that make sense, y'all?
Yeah,
I mean, you know, and I'm not not on this podcast to judge anybody. You know, we all have to try to, because one thing I do know that if I'm not healthy, it's hard for me to take care of my children and take care of my home and be a pastor. And, you know, and when I say healthy, I'm talking about, you know, physically, spiritually, emotionally, you know, all of the gambit. You know, Brother Rodney asked me about the brace on my hand, or Micah did. You asked me about it, you know, because I hurt myself, you know, but I was out there cutting brushes with that sawzall. And, you know, I didn't put the button on it to make it run. And then, too, I have a pole saw, which is not operable. And so, you know, I'm doing it the hard way, and I'm continuing to doing it. And so now I'm suffering the repercussions of it, you know what I'm saying, because I didn't define the boundaries of my wrist really can't take this impact and this contention. So now, like, I got to wear this brace, man. You know, I'm in pain. Got to take some steroids and stuff like that. So, you know, so – you know, there's always going to be things we have to sit back and consider, like, man, what do I need to do to be healthier or to do better? You know, another thing this is letting other people define you or give your life meaning, you know, when it's unhealthy. You know, I thought about something today. You know, nobody should be able to define who you are or define your relationship or define your goals. You know, if we allow people to do that, then who's in control?
They are.
Yeah. I think, you know, our vision, I feel like our vision comes from God, and then God will bring other people around us who, you know, will maybe not see the vision or understand it. Some of them may see the vision, but they will help us, you know, gain towards that vision. You know, one of my goals for Micah is, you know, to be promoted to the eighth grade, you know. And so that means he got to get up and go to school. He has to do his work, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He has to be respectful to his teachers. And so, you know, and sometimes I have to remind him, like, Mikey, you know, you got to do your homework. You got to stay on point. So, you know, I think that God has people in our lives or in our boundaries, you know, who try to help us. And sometimes we feel alone, and sometimes people may not understand, and we may not have that physical person, Brother Rodney, but I do believe that God is always there. Yes. You know, I can think of some of my loneliest times when I was, you know, in Auburn, that I felt like nobody would understand. You know, I felt like that I didn't have anybody. And but then I look back, I'm like, God, you were there. Even in the worst times, Brother Rodney, he was there. So, you know, I think about, you know, just the conversations of boundaries. And there was times where I felt like I didn't want God in my boundary because I was doing crazy things. You know what I'm saying? Does that make, they really don't make sense. It's like Adam, you know, Adam trying to hide from God, you know. Like, Adam, where are you? You know, and God knew where he was. And they're trying to hide. You're trying to hide from God. So I can't sit up here and laugh at Adam. I can laugh at myself in that scenario.
Yeah.
It's like, God, I'm going to put you right here because I'm doing things right now and I don't want you around. I don't want you to see the things that I'm doing. And it's crazy because he's the one I need, you know what I'm saying, to help me in a situation. But it gets like that sometimes. Even like, you know, like, I mean, I guess, Mike, you can speak to this as a child, as a son, that there may be times you don't want me around because you may be doing things you don't want me to see. I ain't asking you to call yourself out, but if you want to, you can. But like, I do know there's times I didn't want my mom around, you know what I'm saying, because I was doing things, you know, I knew she wouldn't agree of, you know what I'm saying. So I'm like, I love you, you my mama, but you stay over here outside of boundary right now. But I might have people inside the boundary who would agree with the things that I was doing, you know what I'm saying? And that's not healthy. It's not a healthy situation at all. And so
that's why I'm not married.
Oh, I see. See, Rod. See.
No boundaries.
See. Oh,
freedom.
Rod. Freedom, huh? Freedom. I'm not talking about marriage, Rod. Yeah, I'm talking about people now, you know.
And
if you got a spouse and, you know, they give you bad advice or, you know, they're not good at helping you and being a helpmate.
Yeah.
You know, vice versa. I'm just not talking about, you know, I'm talking about male and females because, you know, that's a close relationship when you have a spouse, and you know, you should support each other, but you also should hold each other accountable, right? And also have standards. We talked about standards last time, and I think I preached about standards, you know.
Yeah.
And those standards are not set, I don't believe those standards are set by man, and I believe they're set by God. You know, I'm just gonna be honest with you. And then, you know, also in that, you have to define, like, this is helpful for our relationship, or this is unhealthy for our relationship. And even in that, you got to define the boundaries within that. So we're not allowing this in our boundary. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Or we're not going to allow, you know, these things or this person or these people in our boundary, you know, because these people, you know, they're either going to be helpful in your journey or they're going to be hurtful in your journey, you know. But the same token, you know, in my role as a pastor and therapist, you know, there may be a situation where I'm talking to someone and I can see things that may be hurtful to that person. I may have to say, well, you know, that person is not really beneficial for you. And, you know, that spouse may go back and tell that person, and that person, well, he don't care. He's not good for our marriage. But then those are things you have to kind of take into consideration, you know. Are those things that build you and lift you up, yeah, or all those things that are tearing you down? Because if somebody care for you, what are they going to do? They're going to build you up, right? They're going to encourage you, you know?
The truth.
They're going to tell you what? The truth, amen? And so I do really, 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 you know, I think about boundaries in so many different ways. And sometimes God brings people, you know, into our life to help us define boundaries. You know, when King David, you know, this is a great, great story, when he, you know, killed Uriah and then married Bathsheba, he was all out of bounds. That was out of bounds. Even though he was king and, you know, he felt like he had the right to do that. He had the right to put Uriah on the front line. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have the right to take the man's wife. He didn't have the right to commit adultery. He didn't have those things. He violated God's law, you know, and he thought he got away with it. But then God sent Nathan, who Nathan was kind of hesitant about that because, you know, he's going to the king to address the king. You know, and David, he tells David a parable, you know, about, you know, and I think I said this, about the situation with the man, you know, who had many lambs, still in the man who had one lamb, you know, stealing his lamb. And David was upset. He was so frustrated, you know. And then he's like, you're the man. And so he used that to show David, you step outside of the boundaries that were defined. You know, you're not walking in a godly path. You're not walking in a path of righteousness, which means just doing what the right way. And so, you know, but he also encouraged that. He said, you know, but God's put this behind you. He's forgiven you of this. And that's so encouraging to me, Brother Rock. So even in that moment, David could have felt like God has forsaken me for all the things I've done. But God didn't forsake me. Now, David got his hiney whooped. You know what I'm saying? Yes. He went through some things. But once again, who God chastises, he what?
He loves
him. Because he didn't want David to continue down that same path, you know. He didn't want to support David in the wrong. And I think that that's really key, that when we have people in our lives and, you know, they love us. And like you said, Brother Rodney, they want to tell us the truth and they want us to stay on the right path. Then we have to either acknowledge that or we can do what? Reject that. Reject. You know, acknowledging is like, oh, I got a problem with this, you know, or I don't need to be around that person, you know. And I think Michael will tell you, I'm not really, you know, one thing I'll tell you that I really appreciate about him, and I'm glad to have him here, you know, when I went to the leadership conference last year, the principal, so the principals who, you know, have kids his, well, a little bit younger than him and know when it was around basketball, was like really impressed that Michael was, you know, praying for certain young men and, you know, really being impactful. But then, you know, I can also say that Micah can also tell you about the other side of it, because those young men can put you in situations that really compromise your character and your integrity and make you act out of character. Now, he may want to talk to that. You want to talk about that, Micah, you won't leave that alone.
I'll leave that alone.
He'll leave it alone. So did you think I was okay? I didn't want out of bounds, was I, son? We have to have safe words. So, Daddy, stop. No, I'm going to stop. But, you know, but that's all of us. You know, I can say in my life that there was people who I was out of character with, Brother Rodney.
Yes. So
a lot of times we're embarrassed by those type of things. But how do we help people if we're not transparent about the things we go through and the things that we battle? You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to do good things. King David was, the Bible said, was a man after what?
God's own heart.
That's amazing, y'all. Think how amazing that is. But yet, still think about what he did, Brother Rodney. Huh?
Yeah.
He was out of bounds, you know?
Yeah.
But God never forsook him.
No.
He wasn't alone. I think about Manasseh. You know, that was Hezekiah's son. And, you know, he was one of the worst kings ever.
Ew.
He was awful. He sacrificed his own children. He practiced with the occult. He turned the hearts of Israel around. And he ruled for 55 years. He had the longest reign of any king in Israel. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, you know, I read that story and study it, and You know, there's so many things about that. When you read it, you know, Hezekiah was a good king, godly king, reformed some things. You know, Hezekiah actually married Isaiah's daughter, who was the prophet, you know. And, you know, Hezekiah, you know, goes to, Isaiah goes to Hezekiah and says, man, Isaiah's going to saw me asunder. You know, and there's written literature, you know, it's not biblical that Manasseh had Isaiah put to death. And so you think about a king who was out of bounds, like, well, God, why in the world would you allow him to do this? But God never forsook him. He never left Manasseh. Because when you come down to it, you know, later in life, you know, Manasseh, and this is crazy, he's prophesied to him that, that he would see his sons murdered. And that he would be taken captive into, I think, Babylon. It's been a while since I read something in the Babylonian captivity. You know, and they're like, but he wouldn't see Babylon. You know what I'm saying? Like, he wouldn't see it in his own eyes. He wouldn't see his eyes. So he was like, how is that going to happen? You know, how am I going to see my sons murdered and the Babylonians take me and I'm going to see Babylon? Well, what happened is they
put his eyes.
They murdered his kids in front of him. Then they put his eyes out and taken him captivity. Yeah. And then the Bible talks about him humbling himself. I'm thinking, wow. And he turns back to God, you know? And I'm like, okay. You know what I'm saying? So it's a powerful story. And not even to go through that, but the part of God allowing him to, God being with him, sparing him, because he understood that he was going to come back to that place of humbling himself to the Lord. And I may be getting him mixed up with Jeroboam. Maybe it was Jeroboam who had his eyes put out. I think it was Jeroboam that Jeremiah may have prophesied to. Sorry, guys. I need to go back, read my biblical history. Again. I wish I had Harold Bolden here. I don't know if he would know that, but I'm name dropping tonight.
I remember the story, but I don't remember the names. Exactly,
I don't know if it's
either.
Jeroboam or Hezekiah, but I do know Hezekiah did humble himself, and it was 55 years that he reigned.
Yes.
And I'm like, you know, you think God would just took him out. You know what I'm saying? Because he was so wicked. You know, he sacrificed his own kid. And so, but God allowed him to do that because God understood his heart was going to change.